Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, if you don't have cats, dogs, gerbils, or some other pets around the house, you may not find this so interesting. But on the other hand, just to get the information may be interesting. We'll see. I always tell people, if you don't find one of Backyard and Beyond's programs interesting, tune in tomorrow because it will be different. Every day is a different topic. Anyhow, I know that we often have talked about the plants that are dangerous for pets, but I also want to add one that you may not have thought about, and that's the things that we have around the home, especially in purses and backpacks. But let's start with the plants, because one of the plants that we always often have around at Christmas time are the poinsettias, and they actually can be poisonous. Part of the question is, what is the size of the animal and how much of it do they eat? One little nip on a leaf probably isn't going to do them much harm. But when they start eating the berries or several leaves or whatever, and you don't know how much they've eaten, well, that could be a problem. Some other plants, there's a long list of plants indoors and outdoors that can be poisonous to animals. And usually they're smart enough to leave them alone. But I always think of the younger pets, and let's specifically talk about dogs and cats. If they're under a year old, they're still kind of like kids, little kids, and then grow into teenagers in that first year, and they can be in a whole lot of trouble much of the time. So you need to keep an extra little watch on them and perhaps put things up out of their way, just like you do for kids. Some other plants that you could have indoors on a regular basis, especially if somebody's given you a gift, cyclamen, that's one of the plants that is really pretty and often is given as a gift. And maybe azaleas, lilies, those may be ones that you could have around the house that, again, somebody may give you as a gift. Something that you may not think about: do you get a gift basket for Christmas of fruit, or do you just ordinarily have apples around? The seeds of an apple can be poisonous to pets. And again, if you've dropped one of those on the floor or something, that's just the thing they're going to go after and check it out. So we do need to be careful about those things. Some other plants that probably could be available at Christmas time, especially in addition to the poinsettias, might be holly and mistletoe. And holly has those little red berries, and it's easy for them to drop off, get dried, and again, they may be on the floor no matter how careful you are. So it's a good idea to kind of keep track of those plants to just keep them out of your pet's way and keep those pets healthy. But a year-round caution is, what do you have in your purses or handbags or backpacks? It's easy just to set those down and not think about it, but especially a small, inquisitive dog or cat, man, that's just like a toy to climb in there and figure out what's in there to sniff around and chew, and they can chew on almost anything and everything and break it open, eat it up, whatever. It's something that we need to be aware of. Well, the five most common purse items, or perhaps backpacks, that are toxic to pets are sugarless chewing gum, personal medications, asthma inhalers, cigarettes, and the one that we've added recently, hand sanitizers. So do you have those sitting around on a shelf in your purse or in a backpack where a dog or cat could say, oh, I wonder what this is? The sugarless chewing gum and breath mints, well, that's something that a lot of people carry on a regular basis. And most of them, including the, like Trident and Orbit Icebreaker, contain xylitol. It's a sweetener that's great for people, but it's toxic to dogs. And some sugarless mints and flavored multivitamins may also be made with xylitol. When ingested, even a small amount can result in a life-threatening and rapid drop in blood sugar. And if a large amount is ingested, dogs can suffer from severe liver failure. So those would be really tempting to dogs and cats to play with and to chew on. Okay, the second one was mentioned was human medications. Well, that, you know, we're probably not too surprising to us that at least some human medications are very dangerous for animals. Some actually we may use for animals, but often in a much smaller dose. So what's in there? Acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, antidepressants like Prozac, and others can cause really serious damage to the animal's kidneys. And a single Tylenol tablet containing the acetaminophen can be fatal to a cat, and in dogs, a larger ingestion can lead to severe liver failure. Of all medications, antidepressants account for the highest number of calls to the pet poison helpline and cause neurological problems like sedation, incoordination, agitation, tremors, and seizures. If your pets are having any of those kinds of symptoms, you're hopefully going to check out to try to figure out what happened and possibly make a trip to the vet. Okay, asthma inhalers are often used in veterinary medicine for cats and dogs, but when they're accidentally chewed and punctured by dogs, they can cause severe life-threatening acute poisoning. Because inhalers often contain concentrated doses of the beta agonist drugs like albuterol or steroids, dogs that chew on them can be exposed to massive amounts of the drugs all at once, which of course can lead to severe poisoning. What about cigarettes? And those might be the packages of unused cigarettes that are waiting there for you and are coming in a crinkly package sort of thing. Or it could be those that have already been used, and even those, if you have a container for cigarettes, used cigarettes, you may want to make sure that it's a way that dogs and cats can't get into it. As few as 3 cigarettes can be fatal to a small dog, depending on the cigarette. And even gum like Nicorette, which contains nicotine, can be toxic to dogs and cats. Exposure causes high heart and respiratory rates, uncontrolled urination, tremors, seizures, paralysis, and death. And finally, hand sanitizers. That's an item in the last number of years have been added to a lot of folks' homes and purses, and you know, wherever animals may be, there may be a hand sanitizer. So again, it's something that a dog, especially it seems like a smaller container they can pick up in their mouths and carry around and chew on, really tempting for small animal or young animals. The sanitizers claim to kill almost 100% of germs, and this is possible because they contain a high amount of alcohol, sometimes up to 95%. Therefore, when a dog ingests a small bottle of hand sanitizer, it could be the same as drinking a shot of hard liquor, and this can cause a severe drop in blood sugar, incoordination, a drop in body temperature, coma, and death. So, what's the bottom line? When there's a dog or cat, or you may be some other little pets in the house that wander around, like gerbils or hamsters, you need to store handbags and backpacks out of the reach of those pets. And when you have folks visiting, you know, you may just kind of want to take a double check on where those purses are. So often women come into a place and put the purses on the floor. Well, what a great place for a pet to get into and say, wow, I hit the jackpot. What fun this is. The person who owns the purse may not think that's a really great idea, as well as it could be very dangerous for your pet. So keep all of those things. Again, you don't want to say that pets and children are the same, but there are some of the same kinds of attributes when they're little and getting into stuff that we need to be aware of. So take care, be safe, and take care of those little furry friends also. Until next time, here's a thought. Gifts of time and love are surely the basic ingredients of a truly Merry Christmas.